Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Dungeons & Junkies presents Escape from Old Farm, Episode 11. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Last time on Escape from Old Farm, the gang found themselves with some downtime and were hanging out in Ganymede Square at the Jade Panda, where Nunvark told the whole party that his name is actually Virion, and then they were assaulted by a 7-foot-tall Asimar named Saphiel, who attacked Tam and said, "Where are my men?" And this sent the gang on an adventure to try and find the kidnapped Asimar and also clear their good names. Will they survive? Will they find the Asimar? Will Damien stop being such a dick? Let's find out.
So, shall we?
Tam just kind of, steals herself and just kind of cautiously steps in.
You recognize this place, Tam?
No.
I'm just asking, Shin.
Yeah, I'm just answering.
Why is your hood up?
If you've just been kicked in the chest by a very scary person, who's gonna kill you if you don't find people that you've never met. I'm worried that there might be other people in here who think I've killed someone.
I mean, sounds like a Tuesday to me, but...
Yeah, well, it ain't my Tuesday, alright? Fine, you can go in first if you want.
Damien walks in.
Very involved.
Tam kind of walks in with kind of shoulders.
Warlock squad.
Protect me, Warlock Squad, please.
I'm making you two t-shirts.
Warlock Squad, the pretty one, the bad one.
No.
But which is which?
The pretty one and the mad one.
How dare you?
Not the way around it, either.
It's like the karmic opposite of the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Hello. And in the old west as well, perfect.
I wish I had my own mini magic flask that I could take a swig off.
That's definitely going to be in the recording. But with that, so we said that Virion and Damien are going to be entering first, with Tam sneaking in closely behind with the hood up, and then I'm assuming LB is helping Cal, the very drunk tabaxi, through the door.
Yes, I'm trying to basically, not let him hit too many walls on the way in, but, can't be helped.
As the five of you enter, please all make me a perception check.
That is a one.
I mean, you are pissed.
Yeah. Perception is 16 plus 4, so 30, 20.
Mine's a 9.
Mine's 16 all in.
24.
Can I also get a stealth check, Tam, please? As you're all entering, the minute you step through, as you were outside, you couldn't hear a thing at all. It seemed like it was a completely, dead bar. But as the minute those saloon doors kind of creak forward, a cacophony of noise, of just laughter and yelling and hooting and hollering, and an old school like piano just playing just over and over. You can just hear... just yelling constantly throughout the whole place as you all enter. And what was that stealth check you got there, Tam?
That was a 16.
All right.
The silence is scaring me.
You all enter, and the noise doesn't change at all. The screaming and hooting and hollering just keeps happening. As you look about, you see that there's a odd mix of humans and devils and demons and elves and just all manner of creature in this huge, once again, space. Every place in Ulfam always blows your mind still to this time, even after spending this much time here. Because when you look at it on the outside, it is always so much bigger on the inside. The amount of magic that is just going on in this plane of existence is insane. But the tables are filled with people, and in the back corner, you can see a large poker table with mounds of gold chips stacked up on it, and blood rubies thrown in the middle. You see a few diamonds and many long beards and people laughing and drinking and clinking their glasses together. What would you like to do, though?
Elby makes a beeline to the poker table.
Good lord.
Is there any pool tables here, or is it just poker?
Wait!
There could be one. This is all fun.
You can make a perception check there, Cal. LB, you reach the poker table, and a Goliath turns his head and goes, "You in a what?"
I'm in. What's the strike?
As you, the Goliath that you can see is wearing a very nice red vest, makes a quick motion with his hand as a chair appears right in front of you. $5 blood ruby buy-in.
I throw five blood rubies into the front of the table.
Alright. We will come right back to you in a moment, Ben. What would the rest of you like to do? What'd you get for perception, Cal?
23.
You look about, you don't see any pool tables, per se. As you do look to the other corner, though, you do see a odd contraption that seems to be flashing and glitz and glamour. And it's never really something you've seen, but it does have a large knob on the side that looks like a lever.
I'm going to go investigate that, because that sounds interesting.
All right. What would the other three of you like to do, as both Cal and LB are distracted by things?
Tam is not really sure.
Can I kind of get a gauge of who I think's in most senior position here?
Definitely. Roll me another perception check.
11 plus 8. 19.
Damien, you make a quick scan of the room, and Julius on your shoulder somehow just at 1 second as you make eye contact directly with one of the bartenders behind the bar, a rakishly good looking human with a long blonde ponytail.
I'd make a beeline for that guy.
Virion, Tam, are you going to follow with Damien?
Tam's not really sure what to do, honestly.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry, who's talking?
You.
Am I? Okay.
You are now.
Varian admires the piano, but also follows Damien because he does not wish to be eviscerated, so...
Smart. Tam, if you're kind of just standing in the same spot, I need you to make me another stealth check real quick.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna flash back over to LB. LB, you find yourself sitting at this poker table. There are four other at the table. Two goblins, a elf, and another Goliath who are sitting there. At this moment, we're just going to have a flat charisma. I'm gonna roll for each of them. And whoever gets the best number will win this hand. As everyone has put in five, this is as much a poker as it is blackjack in a very odd rule. So give me a flat charisma roll.
Flat charisma roll.
Well. well.
Did you get a 1, Matthew?
In a way, it's a 1.
Is it a 2 minus 1?
No, because you did a flat roll. You didn't actually have to add any modifier, did you?
Flat charisma.
Flat charisma, it's an 11. It's 2 ones.
Yeah.
With that, one of the goblins, as you all flip your hands up, laughs as the Goliath pushes all 20 of the rubies over to the Goliath, or over to the goblin. Goblin wins 21. Play
that'll
again.
That'll be 35 more in.
We learned about our gambling addiction over.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So, we've got a drunkard and a gambler. Fantastic.
Dungeons and Junkies does not condone gambling.
Gamble responsibly, people.
Matt, you may roll again. Tam, would you give your spell check?
I got 17.
Tam, you kind of are stunned by just the loudness and trying to keep your head down here for a second. You suddenly feel a large hand just kind of reach around and put their hand on your shoulder. Damn, welcome back!
I've never been here.
You turn your head to see a large pig demon smiling with two large tusks coming up. Ah! You funny fuck you! You were here last night! Oh, the fun we had!
I haven't figured out Tam well enough as a character, but you know. Tam is just gonna try and, like, smile and say, I'm sorry, I had a bit too much. Remind me what happened.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay. That is a 14.
You silly fuck, you were here with those, those asshole angel guys, yeah. Yeah, you were drinking with those guys last night. It was a great time.
Tam just kind of smiles and nods.
You kept trying to get him off. You want him to go somewhere. Gah. I don't know, but great to see you, Tam. Gah. Gah. You're a fun fuck. Funny. I'm going to tell all the other demons about you. You really impressed me.
Oh, no.
And with that, they give a big pfft on your back with their three-clawed pig hand, and they kind of stumble off to the rest of the bar. We will pop back to your quick 20.
Tam finds a chair in a quiet corner and just puts her head on her knees.
You didn't do that without anything. I won't even make you make a stealth check this time.
Thank you.
LB, you won the pot of 20 blood rubies. If you would like to put 5 in again, you may make another roll. But we're gonna...
LB quits while he's ahead and pockets 20 rubies. He's like, I may not win every time, but when I win, I walk away.
When the fun stops.
Yeah. Message here.
That sounds like a word from experience.
Yes, it is. Casino in Little Square. Right.
With that, then, you can add 15 more blood rubies to your inventory as the Goliath gives you a sideways stare. Most time, you keep playing when you're ahead. We'll allow it this time.
I know to quit it while I've still got my head. Thank you.
The chair that you were sitting in disappears as the other four go back to playing. Cal, you sit in front of a glitzy, glammy machine that has 3, like, rotating wheels on it and a giant lever on the right side. And in front of you, it says 20 blood rubies, and it has, like, a little tray that you can apparently do. If you would like to, for 20 rubies, you can pull, and you will be rolling 3d10s. All must get the same number to win anything.
Fuck it, Kaz out of his head, why not?
Fantastic. We will let you roll those 3d10s, but we will now pop over to Damien and Virion. What you guys, you reached the bar, and how would you like to try and get the ponytailed man's attention?
I mean, I'll just have Julius stare at him until he notices.
Oh, hello! Welcome to the Saloon Rem. What can I get for you? Oh, shit, that was my pirate accent again. I fucking hate this place sometimes. What can I get for you, fools?
Information.
Information. That's gonna cost ya. He puts out his hand.
Elby puts five.
Go away.
You're not there yet.
Elby offers you 5 Bradbury rupees. Here.
You're not there.
Am I not there?
Not yet.
Not yet. You were gambling, so you haven't just stood up.
Okay. But I can't. I'm not there. Ignore me.
I have my own money, you heathen.
I'd be nice.
Damien does not care for the niceness.
Okay, fruit. Yeah, I give him 3 blood rubies.
He looks down at his hand. Wow.
I look at him and go, prove your information is worth my money. And you get extra.
I mean, what can I help you two with?
Did you see a half-elf and a bunch of winged Asimirs last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were tanked. Yeah, they were having a blast last night. Yeah, I was here.
Did the winged people... Did the Asimir leave with the half-elf?
Which half-elf? What do they look like?
Kind of scalped.
Wearing, like, a scarf and, like, a kind of a cool cloak.
Is that you, Tam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they were all together.
And they left together.
Put his hand back out.
How long have we been talking to this guy?
Not quite a minute. Probably about a minute at this point.
Yeah, long enough. Can I use my feet of diplomat to try and charm him?
Yes, you can. For sure. That's a wisdom saving throw, I believe.
Yes.
Don't worry, if charm doesn't work, I'll intimidate him.
What's your spell save DC on that?
16.
Right, wow.
Hang on, it says, if I spend 1 minute talking to someone who can understand what I say, I can make a charisma persuasion check contrasted by the creature's wisdom insight check.
Okay. Alright, well then you can make a roll as well.
Oh, good. That's persuasion, yeah?
Yep.
And you do have the inversion if you need it.
Well, that is farty.
Holy shit!
I have plus 11 to persuasion because of my feet.
That'll do. You see, as he's holding his hands out, his eyes kind of just go, like, white, and then they go glittery for just, like, a second as he's standing there with his hand out before suddenly just kind of turning and putting it down on the bar going, you know, it did leave last night. You know, I think 3 was enough. Okay, yes, they left last night with the Asimir.
What time roughly did they leave?
Oh. Well, you know, this world and its 12-hour cycles, it's always hard to tell. It was definitely still night out when they left, and they were still... What were they yelling about? Tam was yelling about the fight pits, how they wanted to place a bet, and the Asimir should go with.
Okay.
You know...
He kind of looks at Nunvark like, I'm assuming this is you.
I don't usually do this, but what are you doing after this there, pretty boy? As the blonde ponytailed man leans forward onto the bar.
Damien feels like a third wheel.
I am going with these ones. Well, my compatriots who are somewhere in here.
Well, if you ever need a good time, Fuller's the name.
I like Fuller shit.
Thank you, but I am a very monogamous person and I am with somebody.
Well, what they won't know won't hurt them.
Yes, well, about that. Thank you for your time, though.
Alright. Alright. Play hard to get. I'll remember you. Never forget a face.
Damien's eyes flash back at that remark.
Varian goes to leave while the going is still good.
Yeah.
What'd you get over there, Cal, with your 3D tens?
I got a 2, a 5, and a 2.
You win nothing. And the machine, though, does quite loudly say, play again, play again, play again.
Cal walks away in a mood. Probably starting to sober up a bit now.
With that, with a weird bit of timing, Cal and LB, and they both turn around, kind of meet in the middle as both Damien and Virian also are coming from the bar. Tam, you see this as well, as the five of you kind of meet once again near the entrance of Saloon Rem.
To cut a long story short, to the fighting pits, I guess?
Yeah, why not?
I suppose we don't really have a choice.
No, we don't.
It would seem that way.
I will say that it's quite impressive that, because with the cloak, Tam is actually immune to being frightened. Despite this, she's still terrified. There's a difference between those two things. And honestly, when someone is threatening to kill you, if you don't find something you know nothing about, it kind of hits you. No matter what kind of magic you got.
You'll get used to it.
The fine pits are in the Golden Crane, aren't they?
Yep.
Ugh. I don't want to go in there. That prick is.
You don't want to go in there!
Well, if you're to be believed, you're innocent in all this. I don't want to be near that dragon prick.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know I'm innocent, but no one else. These people don't seem to. And there's people who remember me that I've never met. And look, I don't think.
Personally, I don't particularly care about you.
Yeah, I noticed. I wish you'd stop reminding me of it. I've got enough on my plate at the moment, thank you very much.
Stop pulling that, I'm innocent. It's pity me.
Can perhaps you two have this argument on the way?
Yeah,
I don't want to die a second time, thank you.
So, we're off to the hot dragon guy's place, so.
Yeah, looks that way.
I guess so. Third time is not the charm when it comes to death.
No.
Alright, so are we all just heading back to the Golden Crane then?
Yep.
Yes.
Alright.
It's just insulting Vicious as he goes.
As much as Damien has been bad-mouthing Vicious, since this past week and what Damien has done, Damien hasn't heard a peep from Vicious, actually. Of all the shit they've talked.
I wouldn't trust that.
Well, apart from the occasional cackle he hears.
Aside from the occasional chuckle they swear that he can hear coming across in their mind. All of you head back out onto Cloverfield Lane. The streets still a bustle with the devils and demons and all the different patrons and such of the Ganymede Square. You head down the road. And welcome back to the Golden Crane as you enter into the massive lobby that is the Golden Crane. Just lights and glam and reminds everyone so much of what it would be if everything was hookers and blackjack for everyone. That is what this lobby is.
So smoking's allowed in there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, a haze hangs over the entire place.
Yeah, Cal lights himself a cigar. Asks if anyone else wants one.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm trying to cut down on smoke.
No, thank you.
Damien?
Damien just looks at you like...
Julius?
Damien looks at Julius and is like, no, we've talked about this.
Oh, please tell me Julius looks very disappointed.
Julius just turns away and starts preening his feathers, like, don't talk to me. And I know Varian doesn't smoke. So, more for me. Yeah, lights up a cigar. Don't have to roll for that. You just light up the cigar and you begin to pop away.
Roll to see if you set yourself on fire.
That would be shambles.
As the five of you enter very, very quickly, a tiefling appears. Not Bart, but also Orange appears. Hello, and welcome to the Golden Crane. What can I do for you?
Infinity Fool.
Okay, do you have your access card?
No, we were sort of told to go to the Overlook.
Well then, my sir, you actually need something from me. Where can I help you with?
Fight pits.
Fight pits, alright, awesome. What level of betting would you like to do?
They need to give you purse.
Black lightning crackles in my hand.
That's not a purse.
And then goes out. Shit. Magic here.
No magic here.
Damien, I'm a very good gambler. I can double your money.
No.
Look, we're not here to gamble, you idiot. We're here to save my skin.
Yeah, well, if that means I need to make a bit of money to do so, then I'm going to do so, okay?
So how do we check? Out of curiosity, what's my friend's gambling level? And I point at Tam.
Oh.
Tam kind of peeks out.
We're here on their recommendations, so...
Tam is making a mental note to punch Damien in the back of the head tomorrow morning.
I'm gonna die tomorrow morning.
Tam dies.
No, I'm just invoking Simpsons memes.
What's the dress code for the funeral then, after Tam attempts that?
Tam will only attempt that if she isn't dead already. No, wait, if she is going to die already.
While you're looking that up, can I say, if you've got clearance and like at that level of gambling, are you given like a membership card or something?
The tiefling kind of eyes narrow at you. Haven't you been here before?
Not for the gambling side of things. We've been to the Golden Crane.
Well, I haven't the time to explain to you how everything works. Let me scan your friend here real quick and we'll see what kind of money we're dealing with.
Tam kind of pulls back up.
The tiefling produces a red crystal from their pocket, and as they hold it up towards Tam, the red arcane light kind of over Tam's face. Oof. Unfortunately, looks like you're on the poorer end of the spectrum. Public status, and... Well, it looks like you paid your debt last night, so you were begambling on the 15th floor.
I'm gonna level with you. I've never been here before, but we think that someone might have been here impersonating me. Is there any way your scanner thing can record anything about that?
The crystal's quite precise. Your face was scanned into the system last night, and you were here. Looks like you brought 4 guests, and you were on the 15th floor. The crystal does not lie.
Do you have any form of surveillance here? Like a pre-recorded
Everywhere.
Thing? Like a pre-recorded thing that we can probably view from what happened last night in detail, which we fast-forward every round.
Well, there's no way that people of your ilk, I suppose, would be granted such access. But yes,
I have a request.
Is it connected to the bottom of my neck?
Hang on. I've just remembered that I might have some noble stuff that could help.
That is fine. I just wanted to know if such thing existed. That was all. That's all I was asking. I meant no info.
Devotions to all the corners, and you can see that there are red crystals in all corners.
Okay.
So Damien makes note of this for his grand plan.
I'm just checking my thing, and it says noble, like, feature position of privilege. It says, like, things like, you can secure an audience with a local noble if you need to. Would that work for accessing security footage?
I don't know if it's going to work in Ganymede, because you're a noble of a different world.
I don't think the noble status counts in the underworld.
Well, I'm still going to ask.
It would not get you access, because you're not technically trying to gain access to a noble or someone in charge of this. You're trying to gain access to a security room.
And I bribe him.
The tiefling laughs at you trying to offer them the amount of diamonds you would have to offer me to go against Lord Vicious is not a number that I think you are comfortable to give.
Damn it.
Shove those diamonds up his ass.
Damien, for once, I think I agree with you.
I think we have a problem here, because...
Yes, we certainly do. I'm going to be killed.
We're all going to be killed.
Vicious is kind of not going to... Even though we work for him, he's not going to exactly care if one of us dies long term.
Actually, he might.
What are you thinking, Damien?
Well, I mean, I slag him off every chance I get, and the most he's done to me is almost dislocate my shoulders.
So do you think that if you sweet-talked him...
I don't think anyone can sweet-talk Vicious. His... I don't know, I think he's just made of salt.
That's fair.
I'd argue that it's in his best interest to keep one of his precious adventurers in his employ and not dead.
What if we asked him if he could release the security footage for us so we can see what happened?
We can try. How do you suppose we do that? I haven't heard from... I think I heard him earlier in the week, but I haven't heard him.
Unfortunately, I may have heard from him earlier in the week as well.
What?
It's a long story. What if we get Captain Sparkle to reappear for a bit?
A Minecraft YouTuber?
Okay, Mr. Fishbowl. I've been watching far too many Simpsons meme compilations.
I'm just thinking that, seeing as how Vicious kind of likes Nunvark, maybe Nunvark would be the best person to sweet talk. Rather than the current form they're in. Failing that within the drunk.
Damien kind of steps to the side and kind of directly addresses the bomb on his neck. It's just like, right, I know you can hear me.
Roll me a
D1. I'll owe you a favor if you do this, alright?
Roll me a D100.
That's never a good number.
Percentiles.
Percentiles, fine. Whichever you prefer.
That's a 70.
You, once again, it's so odd. You can tell that the line is open, and that he definitely probably could hear you, but once again, no sound comes back to you. Nothing at all.
Off the hook.
This can't be good. Nothing, Damien.
One second, just trying something. Damien kind of focuses, and he focuses on a specific memory that would kind of reveal a weak point of his, and kind of sends it. essentially.
All you get back is you see the sphere that you saw on Isla Diablo. That's all you see. No sound, nothing. You just get an image of that massive sphere for a moment.
He's not here right now, guys. This is just us.
Right.
Could anyone with better charisma than me possibly try deception?
I mean, the lowest I can roll is a 17. Deception. Persuasion.
What?
What?
Because my ability is Silver Tongue, the lowest I can roll on deception and persuasion is a 9. And then I'm proficient in it, so I get plus 8 on those.
The fuck is your charisma stat? We're warlocks!
20.
Holy shit.
He's a bard.
Why does all his characters have 20s? I want 20.
Gal has ungodly stats, I will be honest.
It's all in charisma.
The tiefling who never walked away from you guys and could literally hear this whole conversation you're having goes, Lord Vicious wouldn't help you out. I'm sorry to tell you. And I can give you cards if you'd like to go to the 15th floor. It's only public access anyway, so anyone can go to the 15th floor.
We might as well check it out.
I'll be off for the card.
I can investigate.
The red light once again comes out from this crystal as... as little cards are formed, and little brown cards all form, and you can all reach out and take a brown card.
Elby takes the card.
Tam takes it and just slips it into her kind of bag. She's not happy about it.
Damien's kind of lapsed into silence.
You need not worry about bringing those out again. They all will automatically read when you use the elevators, which, of course, middle of the lobby. And enjoy your stay at the Golden Crane. And may your wings carry you high to great fortune.
Don't talk to me about wings.
The tiefling gives a deep bow to the five of you and scuttles off.
Tiefling.
Question is... taking a quick look around this room before we head to our destination. Is there a windows in this place that you can find, for example?
The Mac.
The lobby is completely surrounded by doors that exit onto all the corners and streets of Ganymede Square. But oddly enough, you actually can't see through them. It's as if that they are... it's just how the glass is that you can't see back out to Ganymede Square.
It's reverse one-way glass.
Because you also... but it's... you know that... you feel that you could see through it if you put your face up to it, maybe. Because you also know that you can't see through on the outside very well.
Alright. I joined the rest of them.
Alright, so then would you like to all jump on the elevator?
Yeah.
You head to the bank of elevators here. As you enter the elevator, a voice comes out. Public access granted. Floor designation.
15?
Voice recognized. Tam Elm. Floor 15. The elevator shoots up.
Damn, this isn't looking good.
They
were able to copy your voice as well as your appearance. That is some deep magic.
Tam is just kind of glares at you, thinking, yeah, look, my life is resting on this. I'm well. I try not
all
to
waste our lives.
All of our lives are, not just yours.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going
to
have... Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna have the worst death.
Yes, well, I mean, if we all end up dead, does it really matter in the end?
Yeah.
Matters.
We'll point out these two got branded. They're probably
and I've died twice now, so it can't be that bad.
Look, I don't want to get kicked in the chest again, at the very least.
Oh, you've died twice too!
Varian slightly wonder if this is his second death.
I reach out for a high five for from Damien. Because Kel is trying his hardest to make friends with Damien.
Damien, like,
brave person.
Yes.
Tabaxi, you have 7 lives left, it's fine.
Yeah, 7.
How'd you die?
I was sat in a bar and then I fell for
I meant the first one.
Yeah.
Is that an open question?
That was the first time I died. I was in a bar, there was... Hang on, you guys were at the bar.
Let's not go into that.
The guy handed you a compass. Or something. He handed you something.
Did the elevator doors just ding then?
Yeah, we should probably get out the elevator, but I think we're holding it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's get out the lift.
Yeah. Huh.
You all get off the elevator to kill him. You can just hear the crowd roaring and the sound of like chain link being rattled against as you come onto the 15th floor, which is a large circular floor with you can't see what it is, but there's a large chain link in the middle keeping everyone at bay around a large bar. As you walk on, you can hear, once again, just a cacophony of noise and yelling of, kill him! I want the green corner! Blue corner! And all kinds of fun stuff.
How lovely.
Really isn't my scene.
Imagine.
What would you like to do?
Are there any, like, wing Asimir in here?
You can make a perception check on that one.
Do I still have Julius? Or is the magic field?
You do not. This is a non-magical zone right now.
Sad.
No magics will work in the public floors.
No baby.
Well, it's more I have a lower perception when he's not with me.
Welcome to the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. Take off the charisma. So, dirty 20.
Matt has an extra arm.
Damien, you look about the room. There are no Asimar about that you can see at all. You see a fair selection of devils and demons once again, and a couple humans about. You do, with your perception, you don't notice any Asimar, but you do see what looks like another version of Bart standing, walking around with a whole bunch of sack of money in their hand. But this tattered coat they're wearing is a little bit different. It's nicer. It's not tattered, but they're the exact same color and markings of Bart from before.
I resist the urge to strangle him.
Who's got money on this next round? Who wants to bet? Who wants to bet?
Oh, he's the bookie. Okay, he might know. I kind of look at Varian and I'm like, person who knows everyone out of fight, bookie. Do you think you can work your magic on him?
It's possible. Do we have any other plans?
I mean, whether Tamp is willing to go up and speak to them or not.
I mean, I can go up to the edge and see if any of them recognize me. I don't really know how to talk to people I've never met in a situation like this.
Damien, can you throw your voice?
I can try. I'm not as good as I used to be.
Because if you can throw your voice, then all that Pam's got to do is try and move their mouth around. And then you... Or, if you, I don't, can you use your magic message or not really?
I try and use message.
Because you can do that, you can just tell Tam exactly what it's like.
You try and cast a message and you get that, like, ice cream headache feeling in your head as, like, the anti-magic field you can feel buck against you.
Okay, ow.
Sorry about that, it was an idea, sorry.
Damien be helpful, makes his flask bigger, takes a swig, and makes it small again.
Whilst they're suffering from ice cream headaches, I know this is an incredibly long shot and I think I already know the answer, but Varian kind of decides to slide and see if Taran knows anything.
Oh, I forgot about this!
I mean, roll we're not me either a D100 or percentile die.
I've got a D100.
Incidentally, what is the difference between those two things?
Nothing. Just either you can roll two dice or you can roll one.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
That is an AC.
You pull out the shrunken head of Taran and still just snorts and refusal to open the mouth at all.
Do we all see this?
No, because I've moved away from everyone.
Okay, cool.
Just a dirty look from the shrunken head.
I've said before, I'm not sure what to do. How to make this up to you if I can ever do it.
Just a roll of the eyes and a snort.
Oh, well, I suppose I should have expected as much.
Tam, why don't you and Varian go talk to the bookie? Because chances are your imposter placed a bet, so he might recognize you.
But it did mention something about setting a tab.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess it's worth a try.
Well, it's, as you said, it's your skin in the game, so pull your weight.
Tip Tam is back to wanting to punch Damien in the back of the head tomorrow.
Varian puts Tiny Taran away and says, let's go, come on, time's a ticking.
Taran in my pocket.
Maybe one day Tiny Taran will actually talk.
Taran's head, but to the tune of Baby Shark.
Taran's head.
Honestly, Varian will probably try and defend Taran from anything like that. Despite everything.
Alright, so Varian and Tam, you two are going to approach the tiefling who is yelling out, ask for bet.
Sure.
The two of you step forward as the orange tiefling steps. Ah! Big Spender! Welcome back!
Hi.
You're looking to make some more bets this evening?
Might do. Still just watching what's on tonight.
Well, hold on one second. Looks like we're about to... as they hold up their finger, the actual whole sound of all of the yelling stops. And all you can hear is the sound of... Like the sound of hands against flesh. As this tiefling walks over to the edge and their voice is amplified. Looks like we're about to have a winner. The final strike. Boom! With the death blow. Please collect your winnings from the counter in the back if you had blue. Better luck next time. Next round of betting will begin. The next round of betting will begin in 2 minutes. And with that, the yelling begins once again from all of these sounds about, and the tiefling approaches the two of you again. Sorry, Big Better, that last round's over. You want to put something in, though, on the next round?
Tam just kind of looks over it, and Rayong is like, I don't know how to act here. Help!
Erin just looks back like, you were supposedly here yesterday.
Yeah, supposedly being the operative word there.
Erin smiled at the teacher. I'm wondering if you could perhaps help us with a question.
You see the tiefling eye you up and down. I can already smell the glitter on you, so don't try any of those funny little tricks. But I would love to help you out if I can.
My compatriot was supposedly here yesterday.
Oh yeah, big spender Tam. Yeah, they lost a cool mint last night with the Asimov.
What?
Deepling's taking, like, random bets from people around you as they're talking to you.
Did they leave with these Asimov?
Oh yeah, one of the Asimov actually cleaned up on the fourth round after they entered the fight. They won a 5 in a row. Cleaned up for all of them. Ah, yes, yes, of course. 50 on orange, you got it.
I see. And this was a big win, I assume?
Oh, I mean, they'd won 5 fights in a row. I think Tam bet every one of those last rounds. Said that they were going to have some more fun somewhere else.
Hmm.
Something about dancers, I'm not sure. 100? So you know you can't bet that kind of money here on this floor.
Dancers. Thank you, you've been very helpful.
Yes, any money you'd like to put down?
I told myself I'd quit gambling.
Maybe next round, I'm just getting into the mood.
Erin goes up and grabs Cal by the shoulder. We know where to find dancers.
Dancers!
LB has gone to the counter. 25.
I grab LB before he can go. I was like, come on, we're off to find dancers.
25 on red, keep it rolling! As you go out the door.
A mage hand like shoots out from behind the counter into your pocket and scoops out the 25 blood rubies.
That's quite a lot.
Damien hasn't noticed the others have all walked off.
I use my feline agility and just like instantly appear next to him. We're off to find dancers and we know exactly where we're going. And then he just
like several strip back clubs. To the elephant.
What kind of dancer are you after? Are you after getting my bed being dragged out at this point? Are you looking for like proper dancers? Are you looking for courtesans? Are you looking for...
Look, let's just go to Roxbury Street. They have both.
I've never been one for gambling, but I'm to understand there is a certain type of dancer that people often go to after winning a lot of money.
That would be a courtesan.
I was thinking more of a strip club, but okay.
Courtesan is the equivalent of that.
I know where one of those are.
Well, courtesan or strip club.
Damien,
as you're all walking towards the elevator and talking, suddenly all of your voices cut out for a second as you hear the tiefling. Another first round knockout! Orange with the victory! If you had orange in this last round, collect your winnings. Collect your winnings.
LB growls and just like bows his head and stomps into the elevator.
Tam is kind of like escaping as quickly as she can before she has to make any more small talk.
In the elevator ride, Virion goes back to his dilemma. Is going to a strip club cheating? He's been having this conversation in his head on and off all week.
Look, it's if he asks it aloud, Tam would say
he does not ask it aloud.
All right. Tam's opinion would be, like, since it's to save all of our lives, no.
You do hear a voice in your head, Virion, a voice that you recognize pretty well going, it'll be fine.
I suppose so.
With that ding, the elevator door closed. And you hear the voice once again.
Floor designation, please.
Ground.
Voice accepted. Ground floor.
The elevator descends rapidly.
Damien looks at Tam and is like, what did you do before you ended up here then? Because you don't... No offense, like, you're a decent fighter, but apart from that, you seem a bit of a wuss.
Are you asking me how I died?
I don't really care how you died. We all died in the same building, it seems. I'm more curious about how you can't handle small talk since you were apparently here.
I haven't been here.
Yeah, and if you haven't been... Yeah, if we go with you haven't been here, which... Yeah. Just, like, how did you get by in life?
I'm fine with small talk, just not in places like this.
What kind of places did you go to?
Places where the floors don't stick to you.
Do not knock such places!
David kind of looks you up and down and goes,
I'm not knocking it, I'm just saying I'm not used to them.
When you've been in battlefield with mud up to your waist, you'll take any kind.
Battlefields are different, alright?
You'll take any kind of sticky floor.
Look, soldier boy, calm down, put the sword away.
It's my axe.
Either way, put it down. On a battlefield.
Varian goes out to avoid the conversation. The arguments.
LB follows suit.
And for the record, I died because I was gored by a giant boar.
I mean, we fell into the earth and died, so, you know.
Yeah, well, bleeding out on the forest floor isn't much fun either.
Yeah, I know.
Tam Elm and
Damien. Well, not forest floor.
Exit the elevator last, talking about the way they died. You're back now, in the main lobby. And, up to you what you'd like to do.
Go to the strip club.
I was going to say, Tam would quite like to go to the World's End pub just to prove to you all that she was actually there. But the thing is...
I don't really think we have the time for that at the moment.
Yeah,
you're going to get us killed in a minute.
Yes.
And then it's all going to be your fault and you've got to live with that.
If the trail goes cold at the strip club, we'll follow the lead of where you actually were, alright?
Yeah.
Question for the DM. How long has elapsed since the 24-hour warning was given to us?
It's at this point been about a good 5 to 6 hours, as it takes a bit to traverse Ganymede Center or Ganymede Square and also to bop around these couple different places you've been.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure I get an idea for this one.
Yep.
I swear to God, if we all die, it's out of character.
Alright. With that, you're all headed to Roxbury Street then, you said?
So.
Yeah. That's where I know a strip club is.
Awesome. And with Damien having the map and everything like that, Damien knows exactly where they're going. You exit the southeast exits of the lobby out onto Roxbury Street. Once again, the square is abuzz with devils, demons, humans, elves, all kind of manner of things. The Ganymede taxi service, driverless carriages are whipping through the streets, across the sidewalks. You all have to dodge out of the way. You've been here for a while at this moment, dealing with these taxis. You're kind of used to it at this point. You head to Roxbury Street, and you find yourself in between the Fluff Pothos and the Voluptuous Dream Palace. What would you like to do?
Damien kind of points at Voluptuous Dream Palace and goes, brothel, and points at Club Pothos, strip club.
Is this the one with the back door?
That's what you said!
I'm leaving.
Sorry.
Sorry, that's where Callan Varian ended up the first time.
Well, I called it in the comic because I didn't know what it was called back then. Oh, fair enough.
Oh.
And a booby trap.
Alright, with that though, are you all planning on heading into the strip club?
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think I have a choice.
Yeah, I think at this point, LB's gonna follow the lead.
Alright. With that, you begin to walk towards the neon glowing and bright pink building with a picture of a scantily clad male and a scantily clad female in neon with their leg kicking up like over the front of the door, kind of making an arch in front of the entrance with large pink letters, Club Pathos, over just blinking. And another sign lower saying 24/7 hour service. Ladies, men, creatures, all welcome. Just over and over it blinks. But with that, that's actually where we're going to wrap up this week's session.
Wrap up with Damien, like, I don't want to go inside!
Don't worry, Tam doesn't want to go inside either.
The strip club of Ganymede Square.
So I guess only two of us are actually semi-enthusiastic about going in there.
if it was Crimson Tide, it'd be a different story.
Very good. Chad, thank you again so much for being a fantastic DM today and only putting half us through mental torment. And for once, I don't think it was Caitlin. So, yay for Caitlin.
I think
whilst we bask in that first part of this new adventure in Wolfarm, let's go around the table and do our spiel. And we'll start with Ailey.
Hi, I'm Ailey. I had no idea what was happening this week, and it was a lot of fun. I usually draw the gothic horror webcomic Lady Changeling, which is about 1800s vampires, and you can find me on social media as either Spacey Lady Art or Copperine. Thank you very much for listening.
Awesome. We shall cross up to Kerry.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I am Shirabeans on Twitter, where I lurk and don't post much. Sometimes I draw stuff. I like cans of Monster way too much. That is all.
Yeah, send Kerry Monster.
Send me Monster, preferably the pink one.
Awesome. Love the pink one. Absolutely great. Caitlin.
Hello, I'm Caitlin. Some people know me as Caitlin RC. Some people know me as that fucker in the comments again. But I write video game and mental health articles over at themindgame.org, which is also where I keep my campaign for this, which is essentially trauma and babysitting. That's what it should be called. Follow that at our mind games or at CaitlinRC. Okay, bye. I'm gonna go cheer over the fact that Damien only got mildly concerned this episode.
I was very nice.
You were very nice.
Yes, which is concerning.
It's suspicious.
It seems suspicious.
I mean, Tam would not agree, but I'm not Tam.
Suspicious, vicious.
So
vicious, like, deafens me or something. Come on.
And our DM for the evening, Chad.
I am Chad. If you want to follow me on the social medias, I am at Chad's_mind or at View from Top Rope. If you'd like to listen to me, you can listen to all these wonderful podcasts on Visionaries Global Media with the Chatterbox, View from the Top Rope, and of course, So You're So Smart, plus all the different characters I play here on Dungeons & Junkies. Listen to Visionaries Global Media. Do it.
Absolutely.
We'll kill you.
Well, Caitlin will.
You'll get kicked in the chest by an arsonist.
Alex?
Hi, I'm Alex. Me, Matt and Kerry do Game Junkies, and you can find me at Spiderbread UK, you can find our show at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this ever-growing collection of madness at Dungeon Junkies. Izzy!
Indeed.
Aww.
Dog!
What? That is a cute dog. Hello.
Always a cute dog. Izzy's amazing. And Izzy is co-editor of the show. Right.
co-host.
Absolutely, co-host. Absolutely. Thank you to our sponsor, Triumph Chairs. Use the code GAMEJUNKIES, all caps, at the checkout to get our 10% discount. Find me at MattTacUK.
Thank you again to everybody for listening. Thank you to everyone for playing. And Chad, thank you very much for DMing this week.
Merciful God.
Speak of merciful gods. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And we are out of here.
Boom.
Bye. Ah!
This podcast was brought to you by me, Chad, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Mad Attack Productions.